You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to a very funny episode of Ask Drone You. I've got to put my humble pants on because
you don't own humble pants, Paul. That's the biggest misnomer. That Paul owns humble pants. Can we say
what if they have
don't exist? And this is Rob, and this is episode number 567. And we're glad that you're with us. We're having a good time here. Paul's making fun of Rob.
Rob is
and that's
making
okay.
fun of Paul. What are you talking about?
I think we all know better, right? I think it's pretty clear what's going on.
Ooh, I can't stop laughing over here.
Well, so let's tell the story. I think it's a really good story, right? So we've got a great little member. Kyle's
you can't
his
call
name.
Him a little member.
I can call him whatever the hell I want, Paul.
Okay, he's not little.
Whatever, he's 14. You guys call him, okay, Big Kyle. Is that better, Paul? Humble pants. Kyle, that's told his teacher at school that he wants to be an entrepreneur, and his
teacher said,
crappy teacher said, you cannot be an entrepreneur. You need to get a real job.
Here, let me read the exact thing that she said. She said, yeah, my teacher thought it was ridiculous when I said I wanted to be an entrepreneur. She said that I had to get a job to do well in life, but I will show her in a few years.
Number one, he will. And I have no doubt that he will. I mean, we haven't seen a kid like him come through Drone U, and we're really impressed with him. But you know what?
He just left.
Get a real job.
Yeah.
I say, teacher, you need to stop being a crappy teacher.
Yeah.
That's crap.
Just because you didn't have the courage to go out and be an entrepreneur yourself does not mean that you, as a teacher, should try to stop another person from being an entrepreneur.
It's not like he said, teacher, I want to go be a bank robber. I mean, entrepreneurship is incredibly positive and drives, 60% of the jobs in America?
Yes.
At least.
What's this episode number?
This is really bothering me.
Yeah, clearly.
I don't know. 567. Anyways.
I just let Kyle know to play this episode for his teacher so that she can know.
Please.
That you are not doing your job as a teacher. And in fact, he says here, the sad part is she is a career exploration teacher. Lady, well, I want to read you a quote. Hold on, I have a quote for this teacher because I hope you are listening. When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. Did your mom tell you that, Rob?
No.
Okay. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment. I told them they didn't understand life. John Lennon.
It's beautiful. Love it.
Honey, if you're a teacher and you're actually helping young kids explore a career, you need to understand what courage is. Seriously.
I called her honey.
Now, honey, go get another job. Okay. I'm done with that. Let's talk about how we can create recurring revenue for a business when you're doing what you love. Because when you do what you love, you don't work a day in your life. But she wouldn't know anything about that. So let's play the question.
Hi guys, this is Sean from El Paso, Texas, and my question for you is, how do you establish job security in this industry? Thanks guys, appreciate it. Have a great day.
Sean, thank you. Great question. And
love this question.
Ultimately, this question actually applies to any industry, but perhaps there's a way to answer it specific to this industry.
Maybe we should ask that teacher.
I don't think we should. I don't really want to ask her anything.
Oh, me neither. No, actually, we should ask her things because we know whatever she says, the opposite is true. So.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway, gosh. Okay. Great question. Now, I have to say this, all business is built on relationships. So your ability to work with someone else, your ability to empathize with them, your ability to make a friend is so key because these relationships are important so that when someone thinks, oh, we need a drone job, they think of your name. All right. It's really important that you create what's called raving fans. If you haven't read that book, it's the shortest audiobook on iTunes. I can't guarantee that. But I would say
it's very short.
It's extremely short, and I've actually read that driving from one side of the Navajo Nation to the other side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I was driving to Powell.
You mean listen to?
Listen to, sorry, okay. Yes, listen to. I don't read at all. So that being said, I listen to books. But we're always trying to develop recurring revenue clients. So whether these are clients that you want to set up construction jobs where you're going to one construction job each week for, say, a half a year, and you set up multiple construction jobs, that's just one way that you can create recurring revenue. But for me, what's worked for me is really building relationships. I have a couple key clients that I continually do work for, and I only work for them because, number one, they always bring me business. Number two, I agree with their morals, values, and ethics, and I will do anything for that client at any time. It's someone that I enjoy working for. It's someone that I care to work for, and I will go above and beyond and out of my way to do whatever I can for them. Now, luckily for those of you who are listening to this podcast, that also means you. So that being said, in developing these recurring revenue models, what type of work can you go into to develop these recurring revenue models for your drone business? Something to also think about is the pricing structure that you give. So if Rob says, "Hey, Paul, I really want you to do a cell phone tower inspection for me." And I say, "Oh, well, how many do you want to do?" "Well, I just want to try this out. I want to do one or two." "Okay, that's going to be $1,000 a cell phone tower inspection." That's not going to be sustainable for your business over the long term. So I think it's very imperative and crucial that when you have these initial discussions with clients, you try to set up a relationship that is built over the long term. Meaning, you say to this guy, "Look, I can do a cell phone tower inspection right now for $1,000, but if we can set up a system where I'm inspecting these cell phone towers for, say, $250 each, I'm doing multiple per week, multiple per day, whatever it is for you, we can create a system. I want you to know that the pricing is going to go down significantly because I value recurring revenue more than just a one-off job. I want to become a value and a resource for you. And I know that that resource is not going to be doable at $1,000 a job, but for $250 a job, it is." This is really important because this is something I talked about with one of the drone jobbing companies recently. And they said, "Paul, the reason that we're doing so well is because these corporate businesses, these Fortune 500 companies, they don't want to deal with individual pilots, right? It's that relationship. They want something easy. They want the same thing each time. They want the system." That should be a note to you businessmen out there. You need to create systems so you can scale your business. Anyway, getting back to this, he said a lot of, say, roof inspections, cell phone tower inspections, ag inspections, they really just want simple, you know, easy jobs that they get the same deliverable or better than what they normally would with a person. So he gave me this example of, like, well, with roof inspections, for example, I'm not going to hire a pilot for $1,000 to do a roof inspection when I can send someone out there who's going to cost me $150 an hour. They'll be out there for an hour, maybe 2 hours. So it's going to cost me $300 to get the information I need for this roof inspection when I can just hire a drone pilot for $150. The thing to know is that these drone jobbing sites are making money just like you. So if you understand that they're making a commission or profit on top of what they're paying you, there's a very real opportunity for you to go out and get similar jobs. But you have to understand that the only way you're going to go out and get these jobs is if you have a system to get a specific deliverable each and every time. Because remember, a professional is only a professional because of their consistent delivery that is always quality. An amateur can deliver quality, but rarely consistently.
Wow.
Sorry.
No. That's great. So let's kind of bring all of that back to how to establish job security in that specific question. I think one of the things that I hear you saying is bring value. So when we get a question like this, I know what I tend to do is say, "Gosh, I almost want to overcomplicate the answer," because ultimately the answer is pretty simple, right? It's treat people right. It's bring people tremendous value that they are almost afraid they're not going to get if they go somewhere else. Like, you want them to feel like they would be a fool to use somebody besides you. And you give people reasons to feel that way, such as the way you treat them. If you make a mistake, because we all do, you admit the mistake and you make it right very, very quickly and extravagantly. Is kind of the way that we like to look at it in some of our other businesses. You make up for it in a really, really, really big way. Yeah, you treat people nicely. You over-exceed, you exceed expectations. You under-promise and you over-deliver. Things like that are going to create job security because people are not going to want to use anybody but you.
And that was a key thing. Under-promise, over-deliver. Do not over-promise and under-deliver. Do not try to make the client feel super, super good about you because they hired you and then you only deliver half the quality. You're only as good as your last job.
And you're going to be very tempted, I assure you, if you haven't already, to overpromise because you're trying to sell yourself and you're trying to convince them that you're the right person and that you're the one they need to use. And then you're going to oversell yourself and you're going to overpromise unless you're cognizant of not doing that. So that's something to think through and maybe even I don't know, people don't like to do this, but role play with your wife or whatever. Make sure.
Great idea, Rob. Role play with wife.
Whatever. Oh, a bunch of
whatever floats your boat, Rob.
A bunch of dirty old men around here. Even Ilker's chuckling over there.
So do you like to go nurse or stewardess?
That's awesome.
Belly dancer, Ilker says.
Belly dancer. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh man.
I really gotta think these things through before I say them.
No, you don't. If you are watching on YouTube, Rob's face is about as red as it gets right now. So
you get the point. You want to make sure that you're not overpromising because the temptation is to do so. And before you know it, you've done so and didn't even realize it.
Maybe you should explain the whole role play thing so we better understand that.
Okay. No, just kidding.
I mean, like, so people understand the legitimate business purpose to this and don't get lost in the role play with my wife.
Yes. You're being serious.
Yes.
Well, yeah. No, it's just talking through in a role play situation where you're pretending to be the person selling your services and someone else is pretending to be the client. It's something that you would do in a class, that kind of a thing.
Something most that we do in the Freedom Journal webinar. So if you're a Journal member, in fact, we are doing a Freedom Journal webinar in an hour. So
yeah, absolutely. So it's just pretending that you're in that situation and you're practicing to make sure that you do not overpromise, because I know I'm repeating myself now, but the temptation is to absolutely do that. And we've all been there. I've done it.
I've done it too. I'm guilty.
And you're like, crap. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
You better figure out a way to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
But don't put yourself in that situation.
Oh, as my old neighbor, Miss Martha, would say, you right, child.
I would like to meet Miss Martha.
Martha Fisher. Oh,
really?
Man.
Oh, you're not even making that up?
Oh, no. Martha Fisher. So where I grew up, there was this like predominantly like affluent neighborhood. And then there was like, it was right next to a very diverse neighborhood. And I'm so happy and so grateful that I was able to live in one of those neighborhoods. I mean, even though my neighborhood wasn't in it, I spent time at the community center and learned how to play basketball, like really integrated with the whole community. And you know, this is why I don't believe a lot of the whole racial stuff I see on TV, because if I can be like the only white guy hanging out in an all black community center and everyone was super nice and always genuine, I hung out there all the time because I wanted to and one. You know what I'm saying? That was
awesome.
A dream when I was in high school.
That's the world we all want.
Yeah. And Martha Fisher wanted to help accelerate my entrepreneurial spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought all the materials so I could build her, what is it called? A deck on her backyard. And that was my very first construction project, my very first business project. And I built her a deck. And if you go back to my neighborhood, that deck is still there today.
Really?
Yes.
Impressive.
So 10 years later, that deck is still there.
Wow.
Yep. And I go back and I see her all the time because she is one of the happiest, most genuine, nice people
I've
ever met.
I love people like that.
Yeah.
I love people like that. So I was just thinking, give an example in your world when you're talking to a client, coming up with the deliverable, what does an over delivery look like? Like, this is what they're expecting, but this is what you deliver.
Construction progress reports. Let's say that I got a construction guy bringing on that recurring business. I'm reaching out to construction people. And a lot of people are saying, like, how do I build this recurring revenue? You have got to go to association meetings. You've got to educate people on the value and then hammer people. Make cold calls. Don't be afraid to grease the wheels. What do I mean? Go to their office. Bring them bagels. Let them know you care. Be genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back to this. How do I overdeliver? I got a construction client, for example. Starting tomorrow, they want one photo and one battery, pretty much of video, unedited video. And I can over deliver and provide them with five, say, photos at cardinal directions. Or if I really wanted to over deliver, Because also, if you're over-delivering to them, you can also use this material in your demo reel. So if we go back to that whole demo reels with construction progress management, perfect example. Let's say I do an orbit around the construction site every time I go out there. And then at the very end of that one particular construction site, I just merge all of those orbits that I did at the same distance, at the same speed, over and over. So now we can see the progression of the construction as a time lapse, but now it's a hyperlapse because I'm moving in time around the building. That's cool. One way that you could really overdeliver.
That would be awesome.
Now, the way that you would really do it if you wanted to show off these people, make them feel cool, and then really remember you is if there's, say, some association or industry trade show and you're speaking and they've never even seen the hyperlapse that you did, and then you showed it to everyone in the room and be like, I made this for Jane's Construction and they didn't even know it, but they hired me to do all these pictures and I wanted to give them something more because they mean so much to me. And then everyone in the room is going to be like, oh, you know, like it's that emotional factor. You got to remember, guys, whether you're in business, whether you have a job, everything is focused around emotions. People act on emotions, which some of you may say, oh, I just hate that. And I totally empathize with you, but it's the reality of life. Yeah. And as soon as you come to terms with that, things become easier.
Yeah. So if you can tap into a customer's emotions, that's another great way. Positive emotions to create job security because you're causing them to be attached to you in a positive way.
Totally.
That's the goal.
Totally. So anyway, awesome. All right, guys, that is going to do it for us today. Just want to say thank you for all the reviews on Living the Drone Life book. If you want the formula on living the drone life, because we do talk about the client quadrant. We talk about going after these clients, the different jobs you can go after, and how to really set up good, solid relationships. So check out that book, droneyoubook.com. Also, we have a study guide for part 107. So if you're thinking about getting your drone license, get the study guide. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Drone You Part 107 Study Guide. That's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This show was for Kyle. Keep trucking, little guy.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.